It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back on in to KSL's Unrivaled. This is Scott Mitchell on the old microphone, and down the other end of the valley is Mr. Alex Carey, who's kind of got an okay face. He's got shorter hair, but man, does the man have a personality.
I thought that you were doing the shaved head thing, and now I'm beating you again. I'm back to beating you again. It doesn't take much, but I listen.
You mean you're beating me in the shortness?
Yeah, the short hair department.
Right.
I thought if you're going to shave your head, you better let's go for it. Come on now.
Apparently, I don't. Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, that's good for you.
I'll just leave it as it is.
Leave it as it is, and just know that you could have made a better effort at shaving the old
head.
I'm
going back to Michigan to see my sister, and she can give me the thumbs up or thumbs down, and who knows? I may
come back on the shaved head.
Yeah,
you may have to readjust. Just tell them what my thoughts are. My co-host on the show says I'm not making enough of an effort because he's bald.
Hang on just a second. Let me take notes of this.
Okay. He's like, I can't remember his name, but he told me that my buzzed head was not buzzed enough. So, Scott, it's that time of the week, of course, where we get to our what are the odds. We play a little game here. We throw a percentage out of exactly how much of a percent of chance we think something will or will not happen.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen. Probably. What are the odds?
All right, so we'll throw the number out. We like to associate, the new game is to associate a jersey number with the person's, what are the odds that this thing is going to happen or not happen here? So I'll start out. Both Scott and I have scenarios to give one another. We have not previously shared these scenarios with one another. Am I right?
That is correct.
So
they've
these
been safely kept away.
These are on the fly. Little guesses as to how the world's going. Zion Williamson, of course, not in the bubble anymore. The team, of course, said he's so the Pelicans are not. They're not in the hunt, and so they decided Zion Williamson needs to go home, and we want to rest this guy. Zion Williamson says he needs to, quote, get his body where it needs to be, which is, I assume, he means into a Waffle House. So so he says
– I don't think Zion left the Waffle House while he was pre-bubble.
He said – and look, and I can only say that is you and I have visited Waffle House together. So I don't – we have not – we can say that because Waffle House is a place that is special to us. And look, I just want to say this. This is a guy who you've said from the beginning, he is too chunky to play basketball at this level. What are the odds Zion Williamson, by the next NBA season, quote, gets his body where it needs to be?
Well, that's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because the basketball season is probably going to start in December. You know, it's gonna be a Christmas start.
You're gonna have Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
There's gonna be Thanksgiving.
You're gonna have Thanksgiving.
In there with the,
you're gonna have Christmas.
Gravy.
You're gonna have yes, and that's just gonna be a challenge. And I'm gonna go back to this whole, you know, this your body is kind of a, you know, it's used to certain times of the year, and it'll be a challenge for him. It's probably gonna be a challenge for him his whole entire career. So the odds of him coming back in good shape?
Yes. Well, the odds of him like coming back and us being like, ooh, man, he looks like he is really, really good in good shape here.
I'm going to give it the old Walter Payton 34%.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, do these have to be football players? That's my question.
They just have the best jersey numbers.
They typically do. Yeah. I'm going to go with
NBA players by their names.
I know.
Not their numbers.
Well, but the numbers are also ones that just – I'm going to go with the old Steve Atwater. Number 27.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And I'm not even a Bronco guy, but like Vlad Guerrero, if you're going to go baseball, that's.
See, I wouldn't even know what his number is.
Yeah, 27, man. So, somebody goes, but you knew Steve Atwater. As soon as I say Steve Atwater,
right, of course.
That guy, you probably got picked off by Steve Atwater at some point. All right.
All right. I'm going to go, I'm sticking in the vein of the NBA.
Yes.
What are the odds that the Utah Jazz get into the second round of the NBA playoffs?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go full Rick Meyer, which, of course, is just 3%.
Wow.
I don't want to go full.
It's like Babe Ruth.
Wait, wasn't Rick Meyer 3? Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. I'm going to go maybe a little bit more positive on these things. I'm going to go Drew Brees number 9. 9% chance that the Jazz go to the next round of the playoffs. And that's not a diss on anybody except for more just a – I think that the Nuggets are – I mean, the Jazz haven't beat the Nuggets all year. They're 0-3 or 0-4 against the Nuggets this season. They haven't beat them this year yet. Luka Doncic is – I think he's smarter than everybody on the floor. And I know that the Jazz are going to be – have their guys all rested, but I think that also means they haven't been playing enough good winning basketball. So I'm going to go 9%. Drew Brees, there you go.
All right. I'm going to go, and I'm just going to bring this up because I'm going to go Don Nelson, Boston Celtics, 19%.
Wow. That's the 19 you bring up, huh?
Yes, it
Very
is.
Proud of you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very nice of you. The old Don Nelson, number 19.
Yes, yes.
You couldn't even go like Johnny Unitas?
Well, I was going to do both of them together, but I'll save Johnny Unitas for another day.
We had, Brandon, one of our listeners, tweeted at me, and he bought on eBay a Scott Mitchell football card. And it's got, like, your stats. I think it was from 94, 95. Anyway, it has your quarterback rating on there. It has how many yards you threw for. I think it was 3,200 yards. It was 22 touchdowns. Quarterback rating, like, 71.5. Not a bad season for the, as they put it, lanky 6'6" quarterback who can run, who can throw the deep ball, or put some deft touch on a pass. I thought that was very well written. So there you
deft.
Go. Deaf to touch.
Yes. Yeah.
Now he's just deaf. I have to yell at him over the old headset here. Scott, what are the odds that BYU and Troy play that football game September 26th at LaBelle Edwards Stadium?
Oh, I think it's fairly high just because it's still going to be early on in the season. If BYU doesn't get any more games scheduled between Navy and there, then they'll have plenty of time if they have any outbreaks. So I'm going to say that it's relatively high. And I'm going to say, let's see. Let's go Ray Nitschke. 66%.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
That's pretty good. I went full on and I went with a the tough thing about this number is the poor guys who wear this number typically are guys that you don't hear much from. But I'm going to go with, are you ready for this? I'm going to go with Gene Upshaw, 63.
Oh.
The old 63.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Gene, listen, 63%. And that's high. That's my optimistic number too, by the way.
Wow.
I don't know where the Cougs, 63% chance of that game happening. There is so much going on between now and just the Navy game. And then between that game and the Navy game, it's going to be a three-week split. If they add another game in there, another chance for that thing to get shut down. But Gene Upshaw, number 63,
right,
is what I'm going to go with.
Okay,
yes.
This is the one that I've been waiting for. This is going to be a good one. You're going to have to think about this one.
Okay.
All right, what are the odds that Taysom Hill has more throwing touchdowns this season than catching and rushing combined?
Oh.
So, and rushing would include punt returns.
So he doesn't have any touchdown throws in his career still.
So, right.
I don't think he has even one. I think he has one pick and he's zero touchdowns.
So So
what are the odds that he throws more touchdowns than he throws and catches combined? Oh,
yes.
Might have to go with his own number of number 7.
Oh, you think it's that low?
Yeah, because listen, the way they're going to be using him is not throwing the football, I don't think. I think they're still going to be using him as that tight end slot kind of dude. I mean, he caught like, I don't know how many cut. I think he caught 7 touchdowns last year, 7 or 8 touchdowns last year. But the percent chance that he throws more touchdowns than he runs or catches this next year, I'm going to go with his own number. I'm going to use his own number against him and go with 7. 7% chance.
Yeah, but what if Drew Brees gets injured?
No.
See, that's more of what I was thinking about this. I'm going to give it the old Peyton Manning, 18%.
18%. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, we're taking the break here. We've got more to go here. I might even have a straggler of a what are the odds here around the corner. So
yeah,
stay with
I
us.
I got a few, too.
You do, too? All right. Well, stay with us. We might have to continue this plus much more right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.